Abdullah looked over the empty plains that long ago were green with vegetation. He felt a huge, unexplored world under his feet. "This is my land," he thought. "These are my people. This is our past we are uncovering together." Abdullah thought that maybe he did understand why the Englishman dug in the dirt here. Then he remembered the golden beads. He knew what he must do with them. "Sheikh Hamoudi," a worker called, "come quickly. I have found something." The sheikh climbed into the pit. He came out a short time later. "Mr. Malawan, I think you should have a look," he said. Malawan followed the sheikh into the hole. From a distance, Abdullah watched the archaeologist scrape the dirt from something. "What is it, Max?" Mr. Woolley called down. "A dagger, sir. A golden dagger," Max answered. Everyone at the site was happy. At the end of the day, the men put away their tools and cleaned up. The men who had found valuable things gathered in front of the expedition house. It was time to receive their rewards. Abdullah sat on the ground with the other men. One of the men in the crew or group held up the golden dagger. Mr. Woolley examined it carefully. "I will give you 20 dinars, he said to the crew. They discussed the amount and agreed it was fair. Abdullah knew that Mutana, the man who had found the dagger, would get most of the money. Abdullah kept his left hand in his pocket, as if he were hiding something. Catherine Woolley wrote down how much each man got, while her husband handed out the money. "This is your share, Abdullah," the archaeologist said, putting a single Iraqi dinar into the boy's hand. "I wish it could be more," he said.